House Democrats started the week off with a hearing on letting criminals out of jail early. They end the week with a bill legalizing drugs. And they want the American taxpayers to pay for both programs.
If it passes, there's no indication the bill would be taken up by Republicans controlling the Senate. Hiring slowed down last month to 245,000 new jobs. About half the 11 million jobs lost during the coronavirus pandemic have come back. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead downtown. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the man dead just after 7 o'clock last night. Police have not released the man's name or a cause of death. And hundreds of new jobs are on the way to the Selma-Dallas County area. Hometex, Inc. plans to expand its PPE manufacturing operation in Selma. The expansion is expected to create more than 300 new jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Check off your gift list early during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Plus, take an extra 25% off. Get sleepwear sets, $20.99. Ninja Foodie Indoor Grill is $199.99. And get up to 25% off Koolaburra Home. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 3rd through December 9th with promo code FAMILYSHOP. Koolaburra offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. What a day, what a day, what a day.
Man, it was weird last night. I didn't realize it was only going to get down to 51 degrees last night.
Right.
So I had my heater on in my room. I woke up and went, it's hot. And 51 degrees, so I turned everything off, hoping to get cold again. And took Benji out before the rain. And so it's 62 degrees. Bumped up to 63 degrees. Then all of a sudden the front came back through. And
yeah.
It's like 52 degrees outside right now. I mean, it just plummeted.
I made the same mistake last night. I left the heater going for too long. I might have fallen asleep in the recliner. And
no.
And so, you know, that congestion you get with the heater just blowing
out
your
face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it well. Okay, now, let me first of all, summer is up 170 points. Let me double check. Yeah, 52 degrees. 55 degrees now, sorry. But this front came through, and it's just as weird as it can be. Okay. Now, Joey, did you hear me say that at the Evangel Church that they were running out of fruit, they only had a limited amount that was left?
Yeah.
They were completely sold out of oranges, completely sold out of tangerines. They've got grapefruits left, 23 boxes. So now, folks, when I tell you you need to go do something, you know what? You need to go do it.
Right.
I mean, that was only one day's worth of people going in there, and they didn't have very much. So it's those two parts are gone, and so you need to run over there and get the grapefruit, because I don't think the grapefruit's going to last that long either. I shared with the audience last year, took some of the grapefruit, and we fresh squeezed it and turned it into a refreshing Christmas punch.
Mm.
And a holiday punch, and it was good. And once we put the stuff in it, they gave it some punch. It was really good. I mean, nothing is better than fresh squeezed fruit and just fresh fruit. So, Evangel Temple, Bond Road, if you're coming from Zelda, right after the Perry Hill turn on your left-hand side, You'll see the tent and the pod storage bin where they have the fruit and everything. So take advantage of that. Go by and see them. Also, don't forget Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he's coming to Sweet Creek Farm Market, his favorite place to shop. And he'll be there tomorrow. And the weather is going to be cleared out by then. 60 degrees is going to be the high. Low is going to be 37 for tomorrow. Good game day stuff. So either it's raining today because I'm trying to make it to meet some folks downtown. And I'm not sure if that's going to work or not. Because trying to get down. Montgomery traffic on a Friday afternoon. I mean, last Friday was like nothing to it because there was nothing to it. But now, different story. Okay, 272-9228. We're going to have Mo Brooks joining us in a little bit. At the 12:15, and we've got something we're going to share. He was on Fox and Friends First this morning and has done something that is pretty cool that we're going to be talking about that, plus the National Defense Act and some other things that are going on that that Mo's involved in that we want to get in with him. But we have a lot going on. We've got this Biden stuff is starting to really kick up. The Georgia feud is being called. They are outside the governor's mansion right now as we speak, and they've called the cops out because there are too many people out there.
Oh, no, because of the COVID?
Well, because of the Trump bus.
Well, that too, okay.
But it seems these people are getting kind of heated, if you know what I mean, so we'll see what happens with this. But the battle goes on. Also, I'm going to do in next hour a thing on gun grab. And I'm going to share a little bit of it. The person that's going to be appointed as the Surgeon General for the Biden administration is, if there is a Biden administration, has basically said that guns are a health care risk. And we're going to kind of get into that. So not only did he say it, but the person that was being considered for the Health and Human Services Director, Azar's position, she had said the same thing. Now, she said she didn't want the job. She's going to do what she needs to do in Connecticut. But it is funny because this all of a sudden surfaced back again because of something this Surgeon General had said. And I had read something about it just on the Internet and particularly in IBD, Investors Business Daily. And this is very, very serious. But so we kind of ramp it up for Congressman Mo Brooks. This was Mo Brooks this morning on Fox and Friends First, early this morning.
Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks says he'll challenge the Electoral College vote when Congress returns to the Hill next month to finalize election results.
Yeah, that is something that has earned him a big thank you from President Trump. And this morning, Congressman Brooks joins us. Okay, so after the electors meet on December 14th, Congress gets together to certify the election results. And you say you are going to contest that certification. You're going to take a stand against it if President Trump loses his legal challenges. So tell us why you're doing that.
Well, I'm going to do it, quite frankly, because in my judgment, we are witnesses to the largest voter fraud or election theft effort in the history of the United States of America. I echo the sentiments of former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who says basically the same thing. He gives one exception, biggest theft since 1824 with Andrew Jackson. Personally, I think this is far in excess of that. The evidence that I've seen is overwhelming that the socialist Democrats have gone nonstop to engage in voter fraud and election theft, and we have to stop it on behalf of our country.
Well, we're going to bring Mo Brooks on, our good friend. Now, you see why he's such a good friend of this show. This guy is in the fight. Going to go to a break. Coming back to Congressman Mo Brooks right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we are appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are on a Friday TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Well, let's bring in the man of the day here, Congressman Mo Brooks, good friend of the show, Congressman from North Alabama. Congressman, congratulations on what you're doing.
Well, thank you. It's a pretty tough fight up here, as you can imagine. We get some rather nasty, perhaps even dangerous phone calls, but that goes with the turf.
There you go. Well, you had mentioned that you were going to do this last time you were on the show with me. Tell me the steps that you're going through to get this done. Are you... You said this morning on Fox and Friends First that you've got members contacting you. What are you doing to try to organize that group?
Well, this is a process. The first step in the process is to help congressmen and senators understand, particularly the freshmen, those people who will be sworn in January, that it is not the duty of the courts of the United States of America, not even the Supreme Court of the United States of America, to resolve election contests involving congressmen, senators, or the President of the United States. Under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4 and 5, Article 2, and the 12th Amendment, it clearly makes the Congress the judge and jury of all election contests, and there is no right of repeal from whatever we decide. That puts it in our court. So once I explain that to people, say particularly those who are relatively new, they go, oh, that puts it at a different level on the radar screens. It's been on the radar screens, but now they know they may have to face a vote on it. The second thing is to help people understand how bad the voter theft and fraud is. That's a little bit more complicated. You've got some systemic problems that I've been discussing. For example, the Democrats have made it illegal for Alabama voter registrars to require of people they suspect are non-citizens, like illegal aliens, to produce proof of citizenship. But the Democrats made that illegal under the National Voter Registration Act, as confirmed by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this year, where a Kansas law was struck down that empowered voter registrars to require proof of citizenship before registering someone to vote. So that's a systemic problem nationally. And I don't know if you saw what happened in Nevada yesterday.
I did.
But one of the problems with illegal votes that tallied over 90,000 that have been itemized so far was voting by illegal aliens, about 4,000 of them. And that's just in one part of the state of Nevada. Okay? Now, if you multiply that times 50, understanding that Nevada is a lightly populated state, but assuming that that's the average for the rest of the country, that's 200,000 illegal votes by illegal aliens, coupled with what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden, on October 22nd in Nashville at the presidential debate, encouraged illegal aliens to register to vote and vote. Now, if that's not criminal, it sure as heck ought to be. And he encouraged them to register to vote and vote, even though it's illegal, by telling them that if you elect me, I'm going to give you amnesty and citizenship. Over 11 million of you, you know, however many there are, I'm going to give you amnesty and citizenship. So in my judgment, that systemic problem associated with non-citizens voting in American elections probably resulted in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegal votes, the vast majority of which, according to studies that we've seen, would go to the Democrats. It's about an 80-20 ratio, 80% to 20%, according to a study by two different universities.
On the phone with us is Congressman Mo Brooks from the Huntsville area, North Alabama member. Congressman, first of all, let me tell the audience that not only is he a congressman, he's also an attorney. Have you talked to Kevin McCarthy about addressing the Republican caucus with this issue?
No, I have not.
So you're just kind of doing what you're talking to members one by one.
Well, I did have a meeting with about 25 congressmen earlier this week, and someone brought it up because they'd seen what I was doing. And I said, well, you asked. And then I went into my monologue where I described what the law is and I described what the evidence was and why the evidence is overwhelming and compelling that the Democrats are stealing this election. And we can focus on, say, three states, but there are others, Nevada, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. In my judgment, if we limited just those three states to counting lawful votes cast by eligible American citizens, Donald Trump won those three states by a significant margin. But right now, they're in Joe Biden's column because our system, particularly our judicial system, is not set up to handle election contests of this complexity.
And looking at this subject, have you looked at it also from the state House and Senate's not conferring electors at all, just saying we're because we don't have confidence in our election, we're not going to send electors to Washington, D.C. to cast their vote?
To a very large degree, state legislatures have control over the elections in their states. The Elections Clause, Article 1, Section 4, is very clear. Congress determines the time, manner, and place of all elections involving federal elected officials. To the extent we have left something open or unsaid, then state legislatures have 100% control over the remaining issues. And as such, state legislatures have control over the nature of the electors that they send to Washington, D.C. on January 6th when they are supposed to report to Congress the results of their Electoral College situation.
What is the time frame of swearing in the new Congress? Is that also January the 6th?
January 3rd is when the new Congress is sworn in. That's a Sunday, if I recall correctly. January 6th is the day that the 50 states report to Congress their Electoral College votes. And as an aside, all this stuff about Joe Biden being president-elect, he's not anything legally until January 6th, and only if Congress accepts a majority of the Electoral College vote in Joe Biden's favor. Everything else is in a process, in transit, until January the 6th. And on January 6th, Congress has the absolute right to reject the Electoral College vote of any state whose election system is so badly flawed that it's untrustworthy and we should reject it.
Congressman, I know how you're very passionate about this subject. I certainly caught that on your Fox and Friends First interview today. And let's talk about where that passion comes from, and then we'll get back to the process. When you were first elected, you felt that your election was stolen from you. When you first
Well, I was the target of an election theft effort back in 1982. By way of history, in the legislature back then, it was 136 Democrats to 4 Republicans. Of our 31 statewide elected officials, 31 were Democrat. In the entire Tennessee Valley where I'm from, every single elected official in a partisan position was Democrat. And the Democrats rigged the voting machines so that 25% of the voting machines in my legislative district would not register votes for Mo Brooks when the day started. They'd register votes for everybody else. But Mo Brooks was blocked out on those voting machines. There was one location with 5 voting machines in the heart of my district, so you couldn't have mistaken it for, you know, somebody else's district. He had my name on the ballot, on the machine, and the lever wouldn't work on any of those 5 machines when you tried to pull it, okay? And so the result was, at some point in time, a pretty sharp poll worker decided to publicly announce that if you want to vote for Mo Brooks, go sign a sheet of paper that's on the wall. So you lost your secret ballot right, but at least you could vote for me. Now, fortunately, we still won that race with 57% of the vote.
Wow.
And I'm thankful for the citizens of Madison County for sending me to the legislature, even though we were the target of an election theft.
It's a shame that John Merrill wasn't around during those days. How did they do that? Did they, because those are those, what they call the shoot machines. Did they put like a matchstick in there to block it where the cards wouldn't do it?
These machines have a lever on them, and when you would pull down the lever, there's supposed to be an X that appears next to the candidate's name, okay? And if you vote straight ticket, then the lever at the top is supposed to put an X by every Republican candidate's name. And then you would pull another lever that in turn would register all those X's in a mechanical fashion in the machine. And what they did was they blocked 11 of the levers from working for Mo Brooks on 11 different voting machines throughout the district. And there were only 45 for the whole district.
Wow.
Okay? And that's what they did. And our investigation pointed the finger at one particular individual who was an employee of Madison County as the culprit. But unfortunately, we could not get the kind of judicial relief that we should have gotten from the law enforcement community and get that person prosecuted.
Yeah,
that's just the way it worked out.
Back then, all the DAs and sheriffs were also Democrat.
All of them were Democrat. Every single elected official in my hometown at the time, every single one of them was a Democrat. And I was a threat to be the breach in the dike, so to speak. And they were doing everything they could to prevent that kind of competition from developing.
You know, and that's one of the things I think some people think you were kind of a Johnny-come-lately to this, but this goes way back with you. Are there other grounds, times that you've seen...
Wait a minute, Johnny-come-lately to what?
I said that well, to me, you're not a Johnny-come-lately. I was trying to... That's why I was asking you the question.
Yeah, well, you say some people were saying I'm a Johnny-come-lately. You're talking about to the political process, or you're talking about to this election dispute?
To the election dispute.
I'm probably the first elected official in the United States Congress to have said that, in my judgment, Donald Trump won the election if you only count lawful votes cast by eligible American citizens. Probably the first. And quite frankly, I've taken a lot of darts and a lot of arrows and a lot of threatening and mean phone calls from people as a consequence.
Congressman, let me go to a quick break. We're going to come back to Congressman Mo Brooks with more right after this. Just trying to find me a big smile that I can get into. It's true. I'm lost without you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Holidays are about family, friends, loved ones, and making memories. Ligger's Bakery has been baking those memories for over 70 years. From their legendary mint thumbprint cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cheese straws, pedophores, iced cookies, gingerbread men, and more, the Christmas holiday is here, and it's time to place your order. 288-6550. You know the kids expect to see those Christmas cookies and gingerbread men at the table, so get your order in today. Don't forget to show your love to Santa with Ligger's Cookies. If the kids prefer to decorate cookies themselves, Ligger sells mini sugar cookie shapes to help add something special to do with the family this year. They have so many cake flavors to choose from. White, chocolate, caramel, coconut, strawberry, red velvet, German chocolate, pound cakes, not to mention the delicious pies that go great with this time of year. Ligger's is one of the only places in town to get the state of Alabama's Lane Cake. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Call Ligger's and place your order today, 288-6550, or come by in the Gay Meadow Shopping Center on McGee Road, 288-6550. Come home for the holidays. Come on home to Liggers.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before we go back to the congressman, I want to remind you about Morris Corporation in the South. They have done so much for me, and I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor so much more. So give them a call at 567-9000, particularly if you have a VA loan in your home that you live in and your interest rate is anywhere in the high threes or higher. Give them a call if you're self-employed like me. They got that taken care of. I now have two friends, just two friends that are talking to them. because they're self-employed, and both of them got runarounds from the big banks. 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go back to Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman, you are the lead of a letter that is going to Bill Barr talking about the Georgia situation. Now, if I've ever seen anything that is really messed up, the Georgia case is one at the top of the list. Tell me what you're asking the Attorney General to do.
Basically, anything and everything to investigate the election fraud that is occurring in the state of Georgia. I don't know if you've seen the video of what transpired on Election Day at one of their vote counting locations, but it's absolutely shocking if it is in fact what it appears to be.
Well, the Secretary of State, now, it was a little muddled whether it was the Secretary of State directly or for the Secretary of State, Fulton County through the Secretary of State, said, no, there was a poll watcher there during that time, and they were there and they saw nothing wrong. And the cases that were underneath the table were what ballots were put in, but that to me doesn't make it right. See, this is what I don't like about Georgia. They always, oh, there's nothing, there's no problem there, nothing to see, keep moving on. It just, I don't know, it just seems implausible that they allow this to happen.
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with the Secretary of State. Hopefully he has better information than I do, but I examined the video. I listened to the narrator's representation of what was transpiring, and you could see all of the boxes of ballots that were coming in from the United States Postal Service with clearly identified types of boxes or bins, as opposed to suitcases that are hidden underneath a table and where poll workers are demanding that poll watchers and the media leave late at night at 10:30 to 11. And it's not until they leave that a small group of the poll workers remain, pull those hidden suitcases out, and start stuffing 15 to 18,000 ballots into electronic voting machines for them to be counted and registered as lawful votes. That just doesn't look like the way an election system is supposed to operate. So I very much question the Secretary of State.
Well, I question the Secretary of State from day one. I have a friend of mine who's an attorney who was there, and he told me the next day that, Dan, they told us to leave, but we think that they were counting votes to about 1:30 in the morning. And all of a sudden, the vote numbers just popped up. But he said there were cameras all over the place, so hopefully somebody picked that up. But he was one of the ones that they told to leave. They said, we're closing down. We're not going to do anything else. We're leaving. Now, he has done a sworn affidavit and has sent it to DOJ, along with some other people, because the Secretary of State, he said, in Georgia wasn't doing anything, nor was the governor. So hopefully you're going to shake the tree and get something done here.
Well, now, Governor Kemp has seen the video or parts of it or been informed of it, and he has softened his previous positions and appears to have become more active and has publicly now requested that the Secretary of State do an analysis of the signatures to see how many match and how many are forged. We will see how that plays out. But Georgia is one of those states where, in my opinion, based on the information I have seen, and I believe the information or evidence is compelling, Georgia is one of those states where if you only counted the lawful ballots cast by eligible American citizens, Donald Trump won by a substantial margin. But because of voter fraud and election theft, which includes the counting of illegal ballots for whatever reason, even if by accident, the Democrats are ahead. And that's wrong.
Well, I don't know why the Secretary of State would not have said, yes, we'll do an audit on the signatures of the absentee ballots. He said, I can't do it without a court order. Now, you and I both know that's not correct. He can do whatever he wants as Secretary of State with those ballots. He can self-audit. He didn't have to have a court tell him to do it.
I don't know what Georgia law states in that regard, so I'm really not in a position to comment, and I've not looked it up.
Let me move into a couple of other subjects since we have you on. And by the way, we wish you the best of luck. I hope you urge Kevin McCarthy for you and some constitutional attorney to address the Republican caucus with your mission. I think you would get a lot more people in a very quick, short amount of time behind you.
I hope that's where we're headed. One of the challenges we face is that you're looking at COVID-19 coupled with Christmas, coupled with New Year's, beginning in about 8 or 9 days and lasting until January 3rd when we get sworn in as the new Congress. And I'm concerned that a lot of congressmen, because of the holiday season, because of COVID-19, want to leave Washington as fast as they can. You know, I'll be here over this weekend, just by way of example. I'm not going home like a bunch of folks are.
Right.
And I'll be doing some work while I'm here this weekend. But I suspect I might be pretty lonely.
Well, you can go down and get yourself an Arby's and keep your company there. Congressman, let me ask you about the National Defense Authorization. What is the status of that?
It is in limbo. If we don't pass it, it will be the first time in more than half a century that the National Defense Authorization Act has not passed. One of the big problems is that the Democrats have consistently insisted on putting non-defense policy riders into the National Defense Authorization Act because it is a must-pass piece of legislation. So they feel that they'll be able to get more bad things done if they can attach it to something that you have to pass, where you're really putting in a quandary about doing what needs doing, i.e., making sure that all the defense programs are properly authorized, versus swallowing some bad policy. Some particular issues that are holding it up. The president wants Section 230 repealed. That is the provision in federal law that has allowed these big tech companies to get away with censorship. And you've got the Democrats who are insisting on renaming bases like Fort Bragg, Fort Rucker, and who knows what other bases in Alabama and around the Southeast. And I'm not really in favor of all this historical revisionism, but that's part and parcel of where the radical elements that are in control of the Democratic Party want to take us.
Well, the president said he was going to veto it if it didn't have 230 in there. I can't imagine if you get down to the 11th hour and he knows that they're about to leave town. When's the drop-dead time for this?
Well, the drop-dead time was September 30th.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're already into the new year, so there's already having an adverse effect on national defense. One of the issues that makes this a more difficult decision is that if, in fact, Joe Biden gets sworn in on January the 20th, then our ability to protect national defense may drop much more than where we are right now with Donald Trump having the veto power.
Man. Let me move to the COVID supplement and stimulus bill. Is an agreement going to be reached with that, or is Nancy Pelosi going to try to hold out for her big bucks for the blue states?
Well, that's another one I don't have the answer to. It's in limbo. It's still a lot of uncertainty. If there was no uncertainty, then the bill would have already been brought to the House and Senate floors for votes. Of course, the Republicans, a good number of them, are debt junkies too. And I don't know why so many Republicans are willing to swallow another $1 trillion in deficit.
Mm.
But nonetheless, that's where they appear to be. And what is really perplexing is that the Democrats are saying an additional borrowing of $1 trillion is not enough. You know, one of the ways in which the Democrats win elections is they promise all this quote-unquote free stuff. And you and I know none of it is free.
Yeah.
It ultimately is paid for. And we already have a $27 trillion debt, and we can't afford to pay it back. And they're just digging us a deeper hole that's going to strangle future economic growth and hurt our kids and grandkids. And things are so bad, quite frankly, it's going to hurt the current generation of older folks, too, because it's putting a lot of programs at risk. So we'll have to see how that plays out. And as an aside, I don't know if this is the cause, but recently the value of the dollar has been dropping vis-a-vis other foreign currencies. And that's not a good thing either.
No. And I just had a text from a listener. Have you talked to Congressman Biggs about addressing the Freedom Caucus, or would you prefer to try to do it with the entire Republican caucus?
I have spoken to the House Freedom Caucus about this endeavor. That was the meeting I was referring to earlier.
Oh, okay.
Where I spoke to about 25 people. As a matter of fact, Barry Moore was sitting next to me. And thank you, Southeast Alabama, for sending Barry Moore to the United States Congress. He's going to be a welcome addition. He's going to be a member of the House Freedom Caucus, which in turn means that we have another person who's not only got the intellect to understand a lot of these public policy issues, but he's got the backbone to go with it and fight for them. And that's our biggest weakness in Congress, is we don't have enough congressmen and senators are willing to fight for what they say they're going to do when they're campaigning. Barry Moore is not like that. He's a fighter. And that's I'm tickled to death that we have someone like him now who has joined the House Freedom Caucus and is a colleague from the state of Alabama.
And in looking at the 2020 election, it looks like the Republicans are up to 13 seats now. What is the impact of that on the Freedom Caucus, and what is your opinion of the impact of that on Congress in general?
Well, if it's 222 Democrats to 213 Republicans, it means we're only five seats away from retaking the House of Representatives in 2022, which is a really big deal. Unfortunately, it looks like the Democrats are going to steal some of these congressional seats that they lost, okay?
Really?
In Iowa, yeah, absolutely. In Iowa, by way of an example, the Republican has already been certified by the government, the state government, as the winner. They've done all the election counts. No other litigation in state or federal court, and the Republican won. The Democrat has contested that determination to the United States House of Representatives, presumably because the Democrat believes that her colleagues in the House of Representatives will overrule the election results certified in Iowa and take it from the Republican who won and give it to the Democrat who lost. Now, keep in mind, the margin wasn't big. It was something like six votes in Iowa. We have another problem in New York, right, where a lady by the name of Tenney is up against an incumbent Democrat by the name of Brindisi, and I suspect that also will be an election contest before the House of Representatives. And if that holds true, then that will be a second seat that the Democrats will try to thwart the voters' will on and convert it from a Republican seat to a Democrat seat. Now, this has happened before in history, so this is not unique. And in the Constitution, as I said earlier, the House of Representatives is the judge and jury of all House election contests. And right now, the Democrats are in charge, so they're going to try to increase their majority from 22 to 24 by stealing a couple of congressional seats that the election results show the Republican won.
And that's a simple majority vote?
Yes, it is.
Well, that you just brought news to the audience. I had not heard that. And so those are the two that they're looking at, the Iowa that I guess you went from being up by 25 to winning by five. And then the New York one was a former member of Congress who lost her seat. And then they mysteriously found a whole bunch of new ballots.
Well, after Election Day, the Republican was up by 28,000 votes.
That's amazing. I tell you, that, Congressman, and I know you know this, but for I'm personally, my audience in general is very worried about Department of Justice, FBI, intelligence, and then the way these states and counties in particular, because when you look at it, it's really only 12 counties did this whole, all this damage, only 12, and that we need to get our country back.
Well, it's up to us to fight for it.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the odds are long. Sometimes it's a difficult fight that you'd prefer not to engage in. but the United States of America, our future, and the future of our posterity is at risk, and we need to be thankful for all of the sacrifices made by our ancestors to help make America the greatest nation in world history. And it would be a horrible thing for us to not memorialize what our ancestors have done by doing the same thing for our posterity.
Congressman, I told actually a couple of listeners that yesterday. Congressman, I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate very much what you're doing. I really appreciate you spending some time with my audience today.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, the very faithful Congressman Mo Brooks of North Alabama. We're going to be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Bright story in Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks. What I would consider is the absolute most conservative member of Congress in Alabama. Next on to Terry Sewell. Get in. 272-9228. I want to thank the congressman for calling in today. I talked to him early this morning. He did a bang-up job on Fox and Friends First. You would be very, very proud of him. He's very passionate. And when I talked to him, he said, boy, you're up early. Because it was on at 5 o'clock this morning. I said, well, you were too. 6 o'clock in Eastern time. But he has been a great friend of the show. He actually changed his schedule. Because you're going to see him on a whole bunch of news shows and things like that. You said he was on Bannon,
yeah,
and
then Steve
he was
Bannon
also on Breitbart, too,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
He's making the rounds right now.
But he changed his schedule so he could accommodate this show for as long as he was on. He's normally not doing these for as long as I had him, but he's always really good, been a very good friend of this show. Another good friend of this show is Dylan Wings, Josh and Leslie Ryder. Let me tell you something. You want something special for Christmas for that special person? I want you to think Dylan Wings. Don't think big. Think Dylan Wings. Think custom. Think it, getting it made for her. Just knock her socks off with a custom ring from Dylan Wings or something out of their selective jewelry cases. Don't. It's not going to be as expensive as you're thinking. What you're going to do is you're going to get a much better product than you would just by buying something that you walk into the store and say, yeah, I want that, which a lot of men do, by the way. Try to get something that's going to create a story, and you can say, honey, I talked to the jeweler about you. I told him about you and told him how pretty you are and your eyes and all that. And then Josh said, this is what you ought to look at. And you say, I knew as soon as I saw it, I thought of you, and that's why I got it. Dylan Wings will make that happen, and you want to impress on Christmas morning, Christmas Day? Dylan Wings. Call Josh at 334-215-3669 or talk to Leslie and set up an appointment with Josh. Josh is the jeweler. Leslie is handles inventory and anything the customers need. But they're both very, very talented, big listeners to this show, and they're great. I think you will love them. So give them a call, set up an appointment, talk to Josh. Because so he's not working on other things, and you can get his total undivided attention. 334-215-3669. Dylan Wings, a jewelry store that is special for someone special for that special piece of jewelry. 119 Brown Swings Road, coming from AUM towards Atlanta Highway and Brown Swings Road. They're on the right-hand side. Go by and see them and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We got that one cranked up pretty well.
Absolutely. We don't have much time here. Got to throw something at you. Sure. It hit me last night. I ended the show this morning with it. Is this idea of no matter which way it goes, most likely outcome seems Biden, but not impossible Trump remains president, especially with actions like Mo Brooks. Either way, millions, tens of millions of Americans are going to think the election is stolen, you know, one side or the other.
54% of people, not Republicans, of people, think that there was a problem with the election.
But I think, don't you think, I guess I'm leading you here a little bit, but don't you think that this is largely healthy for us? I think a lot of people, elections have always gone so smoothly, and the media declares it, that to see actually how our constitutional system works and where it can work all the way down to the local level is a healthy thing.
I absolutely agree with that. If you notice some of the conversation I've had with members of the audience were something things along the line of, well, they always get in. Well, are you always participating? Right. And Mo Brooks, you know, really resonated that. It's that we got to get involved and we need to have knowledge of the Constitution. People will say something to me and say, you can't do that. You can't just do that. It's you've got to stay within the frame of the Constitution. And the problem is that people are going outside the boundaries of what their jobs are. And the thing is, and I'm going to just say this out loud. Right. When you think Donald Trump is Hitler, then you will do anything to stop Hitler. And so they'll, you know, kill Hitler at any cost.
Well, there's a, I can't remember the comedian's name, but he's got a comedy bit where he's like, imagine if you did have a time machine and you went back in time to kill baby Hitler. What do you think the people back then would think? Well, and it's not like just baby Hitler. You got to kill baby Goebbels. You got to kill Goering. You're just killing a bunch of babies.
I like that. But it really is, you will do an awful lot that is out of bounds if you think that Donald Trump is Hitler and you're saving some humanity or the earth. And then you have a whole bunch of people that think that Donald Trump is the greatest thing since Wheaties.
Sure.
And, you know, I've just learned from having been in politics and been up there that people really convince themselves that they're doing something right when they're really doing something really, really wrong, particularly in stealing elections. And ballot security is critical. And Becky Garrison's going to be calling us next hour to give us an update on Nevada and some other things. But I'll be honest. I'm very, very concerned, but I'm very encouraged. I think this is kind of the purge. I think sometimes you have to have something really bad happen so people will go, damn, we need to fix this. And then everybody gets behind the fixing it. That was something I saw in 2010, the Tea Party movement. The whole concept of Tea Party movement was to fix the problem at hand. News 93.1, top of the hour break coming up. We're going to be back after this.